Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, November 18th. I'm Demi Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Sentencing is set today for a St. Louis man convicted of killing a neighbor over a July 2022 fireworks incident.
A circuit court jury last month found 20-year-old Devon Griffin Curry guilty of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. Jurors recommended life in prison plus 5 years. Griffin Curry, who was 18 at the time of the fatal shooting, and his 16-year-old brother were arrested in connection with the death of Ricky Lathan in the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood. The younger defendant is now serving 22 years in prison. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Earlier this month, Governor Parson started accepting applications to fill the St. Louis County prosecutor's position. Last week, the St. Louis County Councilor sent a letter to the state's attorney general challenging the governor's authority.
KMOX told you in that letter, Dana Tucker Redwing cited St. Louis County's charter being identical to St. Charles County, and yet when Steve Ellman appointed a new prosecutor, there was never any intervention from the state. KMOX talked with Ellman about making two appointments, the first when Jack Banas became a judge, and then when Tim Lomar resigned.
In neither case did we call the attorney general or the governor and ask them if we had the right to do that. We thought that we did. We still think we do.
Ellman says he did not call Jefferson City, and they did not call him. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
This Sunday, talk shows were all abuzz over President-elect Trump's choice of RFK Jr. to head up the Department of Health and Human Services. What does a local doctor think about the appointment? KMOX's Fred Bottomer goes in depth with Dr. Fred Buchholz.
SLU Care General Internist Dr. Fred Buchholz at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital says RFK Jr. is a pretty vocal critic of a lot of things in healthcare, some good and some bad. He likes his stance calling for healthier school lunches for kids, but
I will continue to advocate for things that I think are right, and I've talked before, Fred, about many vaccines, including some of the classic ones that have been around for decades, are exceedingly safe and do not cause autism, and that's been based on fraudulent science, like the person literally made it up. So I think it just continues a conversation, Democratic or Republican, about things I think are right and things I think aren't right, and continue to try to change that curve.
Dr. Buchholz says the world changes when you go from being an outside critic to an inside administrator, and he's curious to see what happens should RFK Jr. be confirmed for the secretary's job. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
You can hear more from Fred and Fred coming up at 8:22.
Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt says he's in favor of confirming RFK Jr.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures show, Schmidt said what happened during the pandemic needs to be questioned.
You had people being fired for their jobs because they questioned the quote-unquote science and did get shot. This is nuts. It was Orwellian, yeah. And I think that there needs to be real investigations in that way, and I think RFK can provide change.
Schmidt added he'll personally vote to confirm all of President-elect Trump's nominees that come before the Senate, and he thinks they all will be approved. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
What's behind some of President-elect Trump's choices for his cabinet?
KMOX Republican analyst John Hancock believes the word is distrust.
On the right, there is fundamental distrust of the justice system. There's a distrust of the election system. There's a distrust in the intelligence collection system.
And let's not forget health care. Hancock says Trump selecting anti-vaccine activist RFK Jr. for health secretary makes sense.
He's a classic example of what you do when you distrust an agency. You put somebody in there who's going to reform it on the positive side or wreck it on the negative side.
It's possible some of Trump's picks will not be confirmed in the Senate, but that's very rare. More common, nominees' names are withdrawn if it becomes obvious a Senate vote would fail. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Illinois says it's teaming up with Colorado and other blue states to defend democracy and states' rights. During a second Trump presidential term, Illinois Governor Pritzker says they don't need to make any moves ahead of Inauguration Day.
I don't know that it needs to be between now and January 20th, but importantly, let's start with we should work together, the federal government, the White House, the state of Illinois, on things that are good for people in Illinois.
Pritzker, in his words, says his state needs to be ready to defend themselves from any governmental actions that are not good for Illinois. From the KMOX business desk, layoffs are coming to this large local company. We get more from CBS's Matt Piper.
It won't be a great holiday season for hundreds of Boeing employees who are getting pink slips. The layoff notices went to more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union. It's part of thousands of cuts planned as the company struggles to recover from financial trouble, as well as an eight-week strike by its machinists union.
A Boeing spokesperson says they're laying off 111 mechanics in the St. Louis region. The company announced in October it planned to cut 10% of its workforce, about 17,000 jobs, in the coming months. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.